and a handful of meetings with his branch manager, all of which gave Jim an overwhelming sense of angst. He felt pressured, and for the first time in his career, he feared he was about to go down a path of no return. He was not sure he could continue to fight off demands from his superiors and hold at bay the younger, more aggressive advisors sitting in the bullpen, ready to pounce on his business and his status in the firm. He was conflicted. The email before him detailed the continuous push he and his colleagues were under to cross-sell more of the firm's own financial products. Jim despised selling only his firm's products, even though those products paid him a higher commission. He prided himself on being a free and independent thinker, and he wanted his customers to trust him to do what was best for them, not himself. He was repulsed at being pushed to cross-sell products he had no commitment to, especially when not in his client's best interest. The pressure was mounting, and this latest correspondence brought the issue to a more personal level. The email stressed the current initiative of cross-selling as a straightforward strategy. You have a customer who enjoys product A. Why not also sell him your product B? That makes complete sense, assuming suitability is in order, the manager stated in his email, as if the reader was unaware of what cross-selling meant. Cross-selling products is particularly lucrative in retail banking and brokerage because the most expensive part of the customer relationship is getting a client as a new customer. So the idea of selling as many products as you can to your existing customers is particularly lucrative to the firm and to the individual sales professional. And again, there's nothing wrong with this in principle. It makes sense for the company and for the sales professional. The customer can always choose not to buy, the email concluded. The investment business culture had changed. And in February 2008, Jim felt the high-pressure sales culture that had settled on his firm. Other employees, friends in his own Philadelphia office, were given impossible sales quotas to reach. They were berated or even fired for not meeting them. And so the pressure to cut corners grew, and Jim felt himself wavering. Jim saw many branch managers routinely monitoring employees' progress toward meeting sales goals, sometimes hourly, and sales numbers at the branch level were reported to higher-ranking managers as many as 7 times a day. Tension about how to meet the sales targets was common. 2 hours before Jim received this latest email, he was in a heated conversation with his own branch manager. Jim, I'm telling you, your past performance does not guarantee any future success, the manager exclaimed. Jim was incredulous. You need to sell more of our products to your current customers. You need to open 15 new accounts per quarter, Jim. Come on, man, we have shareholders to answer to, the manager concluded as he left Jim's office. At that moment, Jim actually thought about leaving, and not just for the day. For the first time in his career, he thought of leaving the firm. But what would I do without a job right now? He muttered to himself. He recalled his own advice to other young, struggling brokers in the past. It's better to look for a job when you have a job, had always been his mantra. I can't leave now. We have real expenses, a big mortgage and tuition staring me in the face, Jim thought. He leaned back in his chair, put his hands behind his head, and looked away from the email. Out his window was the intersection of Market and 17th Streets. A light, wet snow was falling, and downtown workers scurried through the gray, cold streets. Where would I go next? He thought. Jim was at a crossroads. He could do nothing. Ignore the demands from above and risk his job and possible humiliation, or he could simply give in. Find a few smaller clients who won't care that you've sold them more of our own cooking, he remembered the veteran broker across the hall saying. Later that day, just prior to the 4 o'clock market close,